Lots of proposals could change the tax, income tax status. Also, what's going on with inheritance taxes? Proposals at this point in time. Let's talk about that and how we can work with any changes we have coming from Congress here in the near future, expectedly in the near future. Bridget Finke is with us, our resident attorney with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And I guess, Bridget, as we look and hear the news about what they're talking about in Congress, you better be prepared. And that doesn't mean you can be prepared in the next week or two. This is a long-term process still.
Well, yeah, these potential tax changes are just making, you know, a lot of people nervous of what are the laws going to be. That, I mean, certainly it seems that if you have a high level of assets, meaning probably over 7 or 8 million, certainly the law on the books right now seems as though it's going to be better than the law on the books in the future. And so whether we want to take advantage of that and potentially move assets to the next generation now versus hanging on to them and potentially incurring some big estate tax. But the problem with that is when you've got that level of assets, it's often no quick, simple thing to get those moved, that there's a lot of different professionals that need to touch that transaction to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. And among them are accountants, appraisers, bankers, lawyers, all of whom are very busy. It has been very challenging, you know, for instance, to get an appraisal on a short timeline right now. And so if folks are worried about it and they're thinking about potentially making a move while they know what the law is, man, you better start soon.
And they are talking potentially about some of these new laws, new tax laws, if they get them passed, starting not in 2025, as they're now on the books for, but in 2022. So are there some... with the appraisals taking time and all the numbers that come out of that taking time to evaluate, are there some short-term things we can do to maybe offset some of these potential changes in the tax laws? That, as you said, if you got a lot of assets, you could be hit pretty hard.
Well, it's a roll of the dice. And I will tell you, a little over a decade ago, we were sort of in the same spot where we were hitting a law sunset. And a lot of people, you know, took some proactive steps to take advantage of the current law. And the law ended up being more favorable to on the other side. And so, you know, incurred a bunch of costs and did a bunch of things that maybe weren't necessary. And so... there is always two sides of the story. A lot of it has to do with risk tolerance, and, you know, moving millions of dollars of assets is an awfully big step to take in a reactionary manner. So I think that side of things is something that you really have to analyze with your professional team and taking your own gut check about your comfort level. But I think sometimes some of these things circling around in the ether make people just not take action. It's too uncertain, and so we're not going to do anything. And I ultimately think that is a mistake of, you know, number one, get facts based on your actual situation from your professional team. Maybe you're hearing that blip on the news, you know, the 20 seconds of the, how many page bill is the last one?
881 pages as of right now, but we all know that can be expanded.
Exactly. And so sometimes you have fears over things that maybe aren't even an issue for you. But number two, there are often building block pieces of your plan that are going to be relevant and you'll want to have in place regardless of what the tax law is. Or to make sure that, hey, what if you're alive but become incapacitated? can someone stand in your shoes and make those decisions for you and do that substantial gift without pre-planning, that's not going to happen. And so I think, you know, number one, I don't think you want to charge based on speculation. But on the other hand, I think sitting back and doing absolutely nothing, having no planning in place, is also not advisable. That there is midpoint things of, you know, having authority in place, number one, and then number two, being prepared, having an idea of, hey, if this happens, then we're ready to move forward on this.
And Bridget, I've talked to financial advisors and attorneys who shall remain unnamed who told me that maybe one of the best ways, if you want to leave assets to someone, life insurance. Now, you can't, you know, get it all in life insurance, but still a substantial amount left in to someone through life insurance, that's tax-free, right?
Well, it usually is, depending on how it's being paid for. But and look, life insurance is a tool that used to be a lot more routinely used with estate tax, because the estate tax limits used to be much, much lower. And so, you know, one strategy of avoiding this big tax is, hey, get the assets out of your hand. But the other strategy is, we'll hang on to the assets, but we'll make sure there's this liquidity to drop into the estate to be able to pay that tax bill if it does end up coming. And certainly when it comes to life insurance, often sooner is better than later in terms of the younger you are, the fewer health issues you've had, the less expensive it'll be to obtain that. So certainly the idea of second-to-die life insurance and held in an irrevocable trust outside the estate to be able to provide that cash to pay that tax bill if it would come into play is definitely a tool that in our toolbox that we might have to dust off that hasn't been used as much lately in light of the much higher exemption amounts.
But if this does pass in anything like the form it's being proposed of as of now and goes from changes in 2025 as called for in the 2017 tax breaks to 2022, there's going to be a mad scramble out here, and you know, it's going to be tough to save ourselves, especially high dollar operations. Some of our larger farms and larger acreages, there's a lot of value there.
Oh, certainly. And so, you know, back to the being prepared, you know, now's the time to explore the life insurance. Get that process in motion. Be able to get your doctor exam if that's required so that you would be ready to put that in place. You know, maybe you'll want it regardless, because sometimes that comes in helpful to even out things between farm and non-farm children anyway. But, you know, thinking if this new tax bill is going to go into effect January 1 and thinking on December 15th you're going to be able to take some action to make some changes without having anything in the works in advance just probably is not going to happen.
It's a situation you have to keep an eye on, that's for sure. 2022 isn't that far away if this bill passes the way it is being put forth right now. Bridget Finke with us, our resident attorney from Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And if anybody wants to talk to you about this issue or, you know, some other strategies going forward, what's the phone number over there, Bridget?
715-688-4045, or you can always check us out online at wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
Very good. Bridget Finke once again with Valley Crossing Law in Baldwin. I'm Bob Bosold.